The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. It is hard to believe once again that we have made it to Friday. We're ending another week of broadcasting. Friday, of course, is open phones. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. A few times this past week, I told Jeff, my screener, no, that's off topic. Have them call back on Friday. So I hope they will. On Friday, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. And my phone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. An important judicial ruling here in the state of Ohio. I'll get to that in just a moment. But if you're a regular listener, you know that Joy and I were at the annual banquet for Relationships Under Construction last evening. It was at Genoa Church in Westerville. And if you're a regular listener, you know my profound respect, honor, and enthusiasm for Relationships Under Construction. And I told you about the speaker, Dr. Ron Archer, and I said, don't miss it. 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 Try to be there in person. If not, make sure you stream it. Well, I don't think anybody was disappointed last evening. I don't think anyone walked away disappointed. Ron Archer's message was absolutely incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. Powerful, personal, and extremely applicable. I don't care who you were, what your background is, what you're going through, what your childhood was, what's your profession, what's your economic status. I don't care who you are or where you are. You could leave with something spiritually applicable from last night's message. It was a phenomenal evening, a wonderful, wonderful evening. And congratulations to all of the folks at Relationships Under Construction for putting together such a powerful evening, for inviting Ron Archer. And I also just want to say thank you to Genoa Baptist Church in Westerville. I don't know of any church And listen, I've been around the block a few times. I don't know that I have ever seen a church more generous, more gracious with their facilities, their staff. It is just incredible as I've watched through the years to see this church give out so much to other pastors, to other ministries, to other organizations, and to the community. So anyway, it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. Check out relationshipsunderconstruction.com. That's the website. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. All right, many of you have been following the Unborn Child Dignity Act. This is a piece of legislation signed by Governor Mike DeWine this past December that requires the Ohio Department of Health to establish rules for the proper and humane burial or cremation of aborted babies. Now, what brought this about was the shocking news that aborted babies were being hauled off to landfills like trash, like garbage, little humans. Unconscionable, unthinkable, and yet it was happening here in Ohio. And so the legislation passed it. The legislators passed it. Mike DeWine signed it back in December, and immediately Planned Parenthood appealed it. I want you to let that sink in. I have said for such a long time, Planned Parenthood is evil. We don't just have a disagreement with them on the unborn. They're evil. And you should not have to look any further than this piece of legislation that simply says an abortion facility must make preparation and plans to have either burial or cremation of aborted babies. Then it requires the Ohio Department of Health to establish rules for that. Just to give respect to the body of the unborn child. And yet Planned Parenthood says, no, we don't want to do that. Extra time, effort, expense, and it might cause the mother to feel a little guilty by giving her unborn baby respect and honor. Anyway, Hamilton County Common Pleas Court Judge Allison Hathaway refused the request of Planned Parenthood and the ACLU to block the state from enforcing the law. She said this, quote, "I do agree with the state in that I'm not convinced that there is immediate and irreparable harm at this time because the legislation is not due to take effect until April 6th. So kind of a shallow reason to deny the appeal by Planned Parenthood and ACLU, which means it's not over yet. As we get closer to April 15th, which is, April 6th, which is when this law officially takes effect, I'm sure there will be more legal maneuvering by the state of Ohio defending the law and Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. But at least for now, there is good news. All right, we're going to take our first break. Hey, it's Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE. Get in line. Let's talk. It's Friday.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you again for joining me. It's a privilege, an honor, and I do not take it for granted. It is Friday, which means we can talk about anything, and we can talk to anyone. Hey, I see that we have Catherine Wood on the line, the president and founder of Relationships Under Construction, and I have just a little hunch that Catherine may want to talk about the banquet last night. Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for emceeing part of the banquet last night. And it was just, we always walk away from our banquet saying this one was the best ever. Well, this truly was the best ever. And we just had a wonderful time last night. We are so thankful for Genoa opening their doors for us since our normal place that we love to go is Villa Milano, but they are closed right now, and we're hoping they're going to open back up. But Pastor Frank was so gracious to allow us to have our banquet at Genoa last night, and we had almost 270 people.
Wow. Wow.
18 student servers, and then over 200 people listening to live streaming from literally around the world. So
yeah.
It was just an amazing, amazing evening. And I loved your introduction for Ron Archer the most. It was just the best ever. So thank
well,
you so much.
Well, he is easy to introduce. I mean, if you've heard him, if you've ever heard him, he is incredibly easy to introduce. And then you just get out of the way.
That's right.
you just get out of the way.
Back in
my young preaching days, we would have said he preached the paint off the walls.
He did.
He did.
I mean, it was mesmerizing. And you know, one of my teachers came up with me later on the platform, and she said, I can barely go up there because I was laughing and crying all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know,
amazing. He is one of the most gifted communicators that I've ever heard. I mean, and I've heard the best. I have heard some of the best in the world. He is, without a doubt, one of the most gifted communicators that I've ever heard.
Just the way he tells the story is wonderful.
Yeah, and what a story it is. Well, Catherine, thank you. It really was a wonderful evening, and thank you for allowing Joy and I to be just a little part of it. We absolutely enjoyed it thoroughly, and I is Ron Archer's message available on the website?
Well, we had it on live streaming, and we that is down this morning, but we will have the live recording available like on Monday or Tuesday of this next week. So.
Okay. All right. Let me know when that happens, because I want to alert my my listeners when it's available, because if you weren't there, you absolutely must watch it. You must.
Right. Can I make one comment on the law you were talking about?
Sure.
About respecting the aborted babies and either providing a burial for them or cremation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that has to happen when you do that is you have to recognize that it was a human life. It was a baby.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And that's what they don't want to do.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I've seen it all over Facebook, and it's not original with me, but somebody have said, you mean if we find even one tiny little microorganism on Mars, it proves life, but an unborn human baby is not a life?
No. Don't we have our world is upside down.
Yeah, Yeah, it's ironic. Yeah. All right, Catherine, and when you count all the offering, I hope and pray that you exceed your goal. I hope you pray and pray that you go way past it.
I am praying for that, too. Thank you
right.
so much.
God bless you. Catherine Wood with Relationships Under Construction. All right, and it's Friday, and like I said, we'll allow anybody on the air. Paul in Grove City or wherever you are in your witness protection program. How are you, Paul?
Bob, buddy. All right, man. Always good to talk to my buddy Bob on an open phone Friday. Hey, before we go into my subject matter with that lady that just came off, one of the movies you guys were advertising for called Unplanned a while back. You know, based on a true, I'd recommend that movie to anybody.
Yeah,
about
powerful.
What Planned Parenthood is all about. But anyway, I've never asked you this point blank, but, you know, and I was watching Hannity last night, and he was pointing out about Biden and how crazy it's getting with him and, you know, who's waiting in the helm. And it's like, you know, the more and more I'm hearing about, you know, we need to get Biden out of there. You know, we got, you know, who we got coming. But what do you think, Bob? Do you think that there was any, scam? And do you think there was anything in this election
Let me give you the absolute definitive answer, all right? You ready for this? I don't know. I have tried, Paul, to read as much as I possibly can and try to be as objective as I possibly can. Were there instances of voter irregularities and even voter fraud? Absolutely. I don't think there is any question. Was it enough to throw the election away from Donald Trump to Joe Biden? I really don't know. I know that some of the outrageous claims about fraud in Georgia were not true. Some of the really right-wing sites were citing, hundreds of thousands of votes in Georgia. They did three recounts, and one of them was a recount by hand, which would have discovered hundreds of thousands of votes, and it didn't happen. So in every election, there are irregularities and so forth, and there certainly were in this one. Were there enough to say that the election was stolen? I haven't seen enough evidence. Someone can show it to me. I would be more than happy to look at it. We'll be back.